Hello.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Now, to begin, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you very much. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote.
I am definitely voting.
Okay, thank you very much. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, no party affiliation? Yes, I'm so sorry. For quality assurance purposes, I need to read everything verbatim, even though I already know your answer. So was it Republican, Democrat, no party affiliation? Unaffiliated or not registered in a party or some other political campaign? Political party, I'm sorry.
Democrat.
Thank you. And are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Thank you. And if that's the case, what is your main racial background? Is it African-American or Black, Asian or Asian-American, white or other?
White.
Thank you. And for classification purposes, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, or over 65 years old?
46 and up.
Thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? We have definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly for the to the Republican candidate.
Democrat.
And is that definitely vote for?
Definitely.
Probably vote for? Thank you. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate so as well. First, we have Erin Huntley.
No opinion.
Then we have Carolina Amnesty.
No opinion.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris?
Yes.
No opinion.
Thank you. Then we have Scott Boyd.
No opinion.
Leonard Spencer.
No opinion.
Thank you very much. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, as you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amnesty was arrested on Thursday on four felony charges for forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amnesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing and says these false charges were created by her political opponents and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, due to State Representative Amnesty's arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate would run for this seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. If the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate?
Democrat. I'm going to vote Democrat across the board.
Thank you. I don't trust
the Republicans at all.
Yes, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or definitely probably voting for Leonard Spencer? Thank you. Now, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republicans, or always vote Republicans?
Usually vote Democrat.
Thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I really don't put myself into any of those categories.
If you were... Yes, we do have a scale. If that helps, we have a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very
moderate.
Conservative. Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Is it less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
I guess you said the highest graduated, because I'm in college right now. I've got my associates. I'm working on my bachelor's.
Okay. So how should I record your answer for this one? College graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, or college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree?
I haven't graduated yet. Let's go with this associate's graduated. I've got that.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.